everybody, and welcome back to the In Spirit Flow podcast, where we deep dive into the daily topics that business owners and entrepreneurs need to create passion, ease, and flow into their work so that they can carry out their God-given purpose and live a life they truly love. I'm your host, Bree, the founder of In Spirit Flow Consulting for Small Businesses. I'm an entrepreneur, small business owner, a marketer, and a purpose-driven professional motivator. I absolutely love helping others design their dream life and actualize the gifts that they were born to share with the world. So here is where we discuss all things business, from self-development, mindset, strategy, spirituality, health, leadership, awareness, and so much more. Thank you all so much for joining me. Thank you all for joining me today. Today's topic is going to be on resistance to change and how that plays a role in our lives and in our businesses as well. I want to start with a quote by Schopenhauer. Change is the only thing that can't be changed. Yet some of us are so resistant to it. And I found this playing out in my own life lately. Why am I so resistant to the changes that I want to make? In my case, it's not a lack of motivation, which has long believed to be the reason behind why people can't make a change and follow through with it. Well, it turns out there's actually a number of factors as to why it's difficult to make a change and why we have such resistance to it built into our brains naturally. Some say it's a survival instinct when we just want to stay safe and in control. We feel that we can't do that if we make a change and we don't know how it's going to turn out. So I wanted to share with you a personal story of mine. Actually, a few areas where I have been resisting to make the change that I wanted to make so badly. And I just wanted to use this as an example and kind of like a neon sign for you. If you know that there's some changes you need to be making, stop burying your head in the sand and start taking the steps to do so. But also realize it may not be your fault that you're so resistant to that change. In fact, it's not. It is a survival instinct for us to resist change. You know, our brains are evolved to want to be in control and we want things that are familiar. So change, we can't see what's on the other side of that. Of course, we are going to be afraid of the outcome not being what we desire. But by doing so, we also miss out on all the positive, awesome things that could be on the other side of change just because we are in fear deep down. And sometimes we don't even realize that. We can have repressed feelings of failure. It could be part of your personality to just naturally resist change. You could have bad timing in your life right now where it is too much to make a change. And sometimes I think that's acceptable as long as you personally know that you're holding off your progress and maybe set a time when you're going to commit to making the change if now is just too crazy for whatever reason. It's important not to use that as an excuse, but to also know when it's not a good time to dive into something that's going to require a lot of your energy and focus. But give yourself a deadline of when you're going to commit to making that change, because if you're here, you probably know that there are some things you could be doing better. There's some ways you could level up in the world or in your business, in your life. So it's important that we take action on that. Those little gut feelings are ones that you are not meant to ignore. And I think people get confused with all of these feelings that come up from resistance to change, and they take that as a sign that they shouldn't be doing it. But unfortunately, your brain is often wired to dislike change, and it wants to stay comfortable, it wants to stay where it's at. So it's important to learn and recognize these phases and things that we might tell ourselves so that we can actually move through them. So I'm going to give you a personal story of just a few ways lately that I have been really examining change and the resistance to change in my life. For example, number one is starting this business. I have wanted to do this for probably 5 years, and I've taken very, very small incremental steps. But every time that I take a step, I've gone through this cycle of kind of torturous emotions. I borrowed some information from the Psychology Spot, and they say that there's all sorts of phases that we go through, and they call it a cycle of resistance. So first, when we are confronted with a change that we may need to make, we're in shock. We don't really react to it. It just kind of goes in one ear and out the other, so to speak. And another phase that we'll go through is more of a negative phase where we deny that this even needs to happen. We want to stay in control, so we don't want to see anything change. We are looking for every way to avoid it that there is. We might eventually get angry because we have these repressed feelings that are coming out involved in the change. And maybe they even come up from other events in our life where we didn't take action and we regret it. So we get these angry feelings. And like I said, we look for a way out. We start to bargain. We negotiate with ourselves. All this happens inside our minds. And we're just looking for a way that maybe we don't have to take that big scary step. Next, we might get even depressed and sad because we know we need to change, but we still don't accept the work that it's going to take. Something about us does not accept doing it, but we know that we need it. So now we're depressed. We feel hopeless, like maybe this just isn't for us. And then finally, we start trying something new. We start to test things. We do small little changes, which I've been there a million times. You create the Facebook page for the business, but you don't really do anything. Sometimes in this instance, you create the podcast, but you don't really share it with anyone. You're afraid of what they might think. So trust me, I've been there, done that. I've been around this wheel so many times. And next, you're going to come to acceptance. And that is where I am getting so close. I hope I'm finally there. Acceptance is where you now know that you need to make these changes in order to get the results that you want. There's no way around it. You accept that truth. And then you step boldly into all of the things that may happen. Basically, you're stepping into the unknown. You may have a fear of failure. That's okay. Most of us do, but that's okay. Every successful person has failed multiple times along the way. I mean, I'm talking hundreds of failures. So it is okay to fail. That's a whole nother topic on the lessons that we can gain from failure. But once you understand that these things are not real roadblocks, they're just in our mind, and they're incorrect. They're not serving us. We might fail, but we also may succeed. And we'll never see that success if we don't jump that hurdle, step into what we don't know yet. But we have to put our best foot forward, stay in alignment with God with lots of prayers, asking Him to guide us in the right direction, and go with the flow. We're going to have to see what happens and work with it, adapt. It's important to be coachable in life and in business. You're going to have to learn that things are not going to go your way most of the time. So what are you going to do to adapt and eventually conquer whatever the issue is? So another reason that we are so resistant to change is our brains wired to be attached to just the same habits. It's been thinking a certain way for a long time, and you've made these neural pathways now at this point that are ingrained in your brain. So it wants to think the way it's always thought. It wants to do the same things, repeat the same patterns. Well, in order to really establish change and to break those patterns, we have to boldly make new neural pathways in our brain. And the only way to do that is by doing something you've never done before, stepping into the unknown and just facing it head on and accepting whatever comes, accepting the fact that failure is an option. It really is. But so is success. And that has to excite you. And once you start taking these steps, you can become addicted to change, which is actually a good thing. You're going to learn to love the excitement of doing something new, the excitement of what is on the other side, the possibilities. But you have to take that step forward. You have to make that move and get out from where you are. So a personal example for me is also working out. I have gone through phases in the past where I've been a lot more fit than I am now. In high school, I did two-a-days for different sports, and to be honest, I never really felt that I wanted to. I never loved working out, but I had a goal that I was attached to, whether it was being better at that sport or I was just required to show up, so I did. And as I went through college, my weight shifted a lot. I didn't care about it, and then I did care about it, and I got in better shape. It would just really fluctuate. And I think that's because I would lose sight of the reason why I was putting in the work. And once I did start to put in the work, though, it is an addictive feeling, a positive addictive feeling to getting the results and committing to something and sticking with it. That feels so satisfying, and it's a reason to be proud of yourself even before you achieve the results. So you're never going to regret making a positive change. That's just the simple truth. But you will regret, and it will torment you to sit around and put off that change that you know in your heart needs to be made. It's going to bite you in the butt and stare you in the face until you make it. It's going to haunt your days. That's what it's been doing to me. And I'll tell you, yesterday I got back in the gym for the first time in I don't even know how long. And even before I went, I didn't really want to go. You may never want to go until you actually become that person who wants to go. And you won't even see that coming. The same goes for me as well with, you know, sitting down and reading the Bible every morning. I'm not sure why it feels like doing something that always makes us feel better, we're resistant to doing, or at least for me it is. It's like maybe these deep feelings of unworthiness or even selfish laziness, sort of just wanting to, you know, drink my coffee and relax, so to speak. You know, I am guilty of saying that I'm relaxing when I'm really just avoiding and procrastinating. I have done that a long time. And what I've realized is there's no part of me that feels relaxed when I know that I should be giving my attention to something else and it would be better spent on something else. I begin to feel guilt welling up over that. So I just wanted to make this podcast today. If you are someone who knows that there's issues that need to be changed, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your business, there's some things that just seem too much for you to deal with, but you know that your life would be better if you just dealt with it. Well, guess what? Yesterday when I went to the gym, we were probably only there 45 minutes. Got a great workout. After about 5 minutes, I was feeling awesome. Sweat and all, I was like, what has taken me so long to get back doing these things? What is wrong with me? Why have I been putting this off? And same with reading the Bible. Sometimes it's just dedicating the time and dedicating the routine. This is what we're going to do. Just like Mel Robbins says, you just count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you do the thing. You don't think about it. You don't think of all the reasons why, the excuses, because none of those things are serving you at all. And they're not your inner self talking to you. Those are just negative patterns being repeated in your brain and looking for a way to resist that change. So all you need to do is set the routine, make the commitment to work with the person who's going to help you. Decide I'm going to read the Bible, the whole Bible, and I'm going to start by reading it every day at 6 a.m. Stick to the routine, and you are going to be so proud of yourself. You're going to see results, and it's the only way. If you know deep down inside that a change needs to be made, commit to making it. Realize these resistant feelings are going to come up and that it's natural. But now you know how to jump those hurdles. You just count back from five and you just do the thing. You just commit to doing it anyway. And soon you won't have so much resistance over it. In order to live your God-given purpose and live a life you truly love, you have to face your fears and do things that you don't want to do. There is no one in this world who runs a successful business, looks great, eats well, that wants to do that 100% of the time. That's not how it really works. But after you decide you're going to commit to yourself, make those decisions and stick with them, and once you start following through and you see some results coming through, you're not going to look back. And you're going to wonder and you're going to ask yourself like I did, what took me so long? I wasted so much time doing things the wrong way, doing things the harder way by not stepping up and making the change. So today I encourage you to get real with yourself and stare yourself down in the mirror. What changes do I need to make? And I don't just mean physically. In fact, my fitness goals are majority based on my mental health. There is such mental benefit to exercise that it can totally fight depression and anxiety and just other issues that you're having in your body. So I believe there's a balance in not pushing yourself when we deal with so much stress in life anyway. But the irony is some of these things can help with the stress. So you got to stop believing your own lies. Stop believing your own BS. Get real with what you need to do and start taking the steps to get there. I am here to cheer you on the entire time. And this is what I do. I know marketing. I love working with businesses who feel overwhelmed, who don't know what to do next, who are afraid of making a change, but know that there's a change that needs to be made. I'm here to help you take the steps in an order that is a little more easy and get the results that you want without having to jump through all the wrong hoops. So sometimes just having a bit of accountability and encouragement and a direction to go in is enough to make you feel empowered to do the thing. And if that's you right now and you haven't made the changes on your own, please reach out to me and let's get started, because you only have one life to live. Why not be living the life you really want and instead being stuck in the life you are resisting to change? Thanks so much for listening today. Please share this with a friend, subscribe to our channel, subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, find us on Facebook as well, and I hope to connect with you guys soon again.